And if there was a truth told on Sunday about that dealt with reconciliation. Reconciliation is really under the umbrella of his peace. It really and truthfully is. And this reconciliation that we have has brought us side to side with the Father. We've been so reconciled by Jesus and by the blood that he shed and by his death that we are side by side with the Father. We are in militant step with him because of the release of temperament and because of where we are in authentic faith. And so the Lord, before I move further in the understanding of peace, he wanted to really nail this home. So we're going to reiterate some of the things we heard, and there are some new things also being added. But he does not want us to lose the fact that peace is coming because of the joining, because of being reconciled to the Father, because of our fellowship, which we've been talking about for several weeks, with not just Alpha, but with Omega, the Father, the God of results. It is releasing this covenant of peace. He said, peace is not just a fruit. It's not just something that you have on you, but peace reveals a covenant that I've made. And it goes beyond you just walking in the fruit of it, where you're keeping peace and holding your peace when things seem like they're going crazy, but you still remain in peace. He said, it's way beyond your mental disposition, though, don't get me wrong. It is a disposition without question. And so tonight we get a deeper understanding of his peace coming by way of joining, reconciliation. The word peace we know in the Greek is eirene. And the first definition in the eirene to the word is to join. It then follows with all this wonderful prosperity and quietness and rest. We're set at one again with the Father. It means a state of national tranquility. It means exemption from the rage of havoc of war. It means peace between two individuals or individuals. And it means harmony. Our focus is to join, to be joined to him. This was the mission of Jesus and the mission of the Father, that we would be reconciled back unto him. So we pick up in Isaiah 54 and we look up at verse 9 just to get the revelation of the covenant again real quick. We'll look at verse 9 really is what we're focusing on. Verse 9 and 10, excuse me. It says, for this is as the waters of Noah unto me. And it says here, it's as the waters of Noah unto me. And it says, for as I have sworn, that the waters of Noah no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. And in this joining with him, it's revealing a covenant of his peace. This covenant of peace is so tremendous. And we learned on Sunday that God marks us as being valued, as equal value as himself, which is an amazing fact. And I pray that you guys continue to imbibe that, that God values us as the same, as the same way he values himself. And he said, in this, it'll never be removed because of the sacrifice of Jesus, because of the death of his son. It appeased him forever. That's all he needed to forever be at peace with us and be in a covenant of peace with us. And he said, the covenant of my peace will never be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on us. And it says the word covenant means alliance between God and man. There's a forever an alliance that we have with him. We have an agreement forged by the blood of Jesus. This agreement will never, ever fade away, ever. It doesn't matter the things in which we've done. It doesn't matter the things in which we still might do. God's covenant of peace is going to remain forever. But moving in the fruit of his peace and living in the covenant of his peace, it happens by the joining. God strategically taught us on authentic faith and taught us what it meant to be an authentic faith. And that was just by coming into this place of exact temperament, taking on the temperament of the Lord, which we also have called in past the propitiation of our minds. But now coming into this place of temperament is revealed the place of authenticity and faith, but also is revealing the fact that it's unlocking this dynamic covenant of peace, which is mind-blowing. And I mean mind-blowing. Ooh, glory be to God. As we stay joined, and he's really hammering that word home, as we stay joined with him in this place of temperament, because of Jesus's blood, giving us the ability to walk in the temperament of the Lord. This is the joining that he's talking about. Let me show you. Here's further confirmation to it. We look at a familiar scripture that we've all heard in Isaiah chapter 26, and we look at verse number 3. If you can hear me, just say amen.
Amen.
All right. Here's further confirmation that the joining releases the covenant of his peace. It says in Isaiah 26 and 3, it says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Now, the word perfect here and the word peace, they're two separate definitions, but they're the same. They actually both mean shalom. The word perfect here, if you had a Strong's dictionary that you can tap on, you'd see perfect means shalom, and the word peace also means shalom. And so what happens is that we are kept in shalom, shalom. We're kept in a place where he's talking about the peace being so perfect that he actually used the word twice. He says, "I will keep them," or "thou will keep him," the writer says, "in shalom, shalom. I'll keep the mind that is stayed," or the mind that stayed, "because he trusteth in thee." The word "on thee" and the word "whose" and the word "is," those are all italicized. So you can actually take it out. It will actually read like this: "Thou will keep in shalom, shalom, mind stayed, because he trusteth in thee." Now, the reason why I took those out, because it's going to make sense to you when we look at the word "stayed." All right. It doesn't say whose mind is stayed. It just means that it means the mind that is stayed. All right. Which means this: we're kept in shalom, shalom, because of this, the mind that leans upon him. Or I like this word here: the mind that is sustained, which the word sustained means this. It means the weight of an object without breaking or falling. So now you're carrying the weight of an object without breaking or falling, meaning that you're sustained there. You're always in the temperament of the Lord. Now he says, for a reward for that, you coming into this place is shalom, shalom. He basically is saying, "I'm going to give you double for your trouble. I'm going to absolutely load you with my peace." It's so perfect that he had to use the word twice. It's shalom, shalom. There is nothing missing, nothing broken. When you look at the definition of shalom, it means holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y. That means to be whole. It means to be whole everywhere. It means welfare and prosperity. It means tranquility, contentment. It means of human relationships. Watch this now. The word shalom, of human relationships with God, especially in covenant relationships.
Bless God. Bless God.
Our covenant of peace will be complete. There'll be nothing in our lives missing or nothing broken. We will be in shalom, shalom, because our minds have been really, really, we've transitioned into his temperament. The result is the fruit of his peace and the covenant that comes with it. And it never ends. It never ends. I don't know about you guys, but I lean upon propitiation. That is the place that I need to stay. And when I'm not there, I know, I lean on it. I make my way to it. When the enemy might have come or situations arise and I find myself not in it, when I don't find myself in temperament, I begin to look for and lean on. And I begin to really, really make my way to that place that we've called the post over the last several months, because I'm leaning on it now. I'm leaning on it. And for most times, praise God, I'm sustained there. But now the knowledge of the fact that I'm joined comes to this. I'm in shalom, shalom.
That's God.
I'm dwelling in shalom, shalom. I'm living here because of my joining and because of your joining. You're touching shalom, shalom. And you never be moved from it. I venture to say we've learned that there's glory even in our imperfections. He has a way of bringing us back into shalom, shalom. He knows how to keep us there. But God wants to add again to you tonight the fact that you are joined through the temperament of the Lord. You're in this covenant of peace. This covenant of tranquility, this covenant of prosperity, wholeness is here because we've joined and because we're in the joining. He doesn't want you to lose this alpha definition. This alpha definition in reference to the first in line for the definition of irene, it is to join. Everything else comes as a result of your joining in with the Father. We learned on Sunday that we joined in because of the fact that Jesus propitiated us. He propitiated us. The Father was propitiated, and we, the church, have also been propitiated. And that level of joining has released this covenant. I find it amazing how the death of Jesus has forever appeased and settled the Father.
Amen.
Never to look at you and be angry with you, no matter what you feel like you're being a bonehead about. The Father's not looking at you crazy. Neither is he looking at you sideways. He's looking at someone who belongs and is right by his side. Forever reconciled. All right. The mission of the Father and Jesus was to reconcile us. And we talked about this on Sunday, but let's just revisit it and nail it home so we can go forward. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 18, it says, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ." So it was the mission of the Father and the Son to get us back in to reconciliation.
Amen.
And he's also, because of it, given us the ministry, it says in part B, of reconciliation. So now, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us this ministry of reconciliation. This next verse really, really took shape. I kept in my study on it. I couldn't leave it. It says in Romans 5, 8 through 10, it says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We all heard that before. "Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Verse 10 really got me this week. "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son." I stop right there. For if we were enemies, look at this here. In so many scriptures and going forward in the series, we're going to see it. He's noted as the God of peace. The God of peace. Peace, the origin of peace comes from him, just like love does and faith. Peace also, the fruit of peace. He is the origin of it. This guy, while we were enemies, reconciled us.
That's God. Hallelujah.
While we were enemies, he reconciled us by the death of his son. Now, I know when the Bible says we were yet sinners, Christ died, and I understand that. But this kind of really kind of frames it out a little bit more. When we were enemies, not just sinners, but being that sinner, we also were considered his enemy.
Wow.
He still reconciled us, brought us back into this covenant of peace while we were enemies. I was talking to Ron today, and I told Ron, I said, listen, Ron, this is what he did, man. This is what he did. This guy stood in front of a bullet for his enemy. There was bullets flying, and he stepped in and took the bullet. Even though there was a feeling of the fact that we were enemies, but his peace is so tremendous that even though we were enemies, his gain or his task and his mission was to bring peace between enemies.
Jesus.
This was his purpose. Ron was asking and trying to figure out how our family loves the way we love. And I told him, it's really not us. I said, it's really not us. It's just it's the authentic way of the Father. Uh-huh. It's his peace. It's his peace. We'd rather, in spite of everything, in spite of all of our crazy, at the end of the day, have been inspired by him and have been driven by his spirit to want peace more than anything. So there's no such thing as an enemy in this house. Because God did the same thing with us when we were enemies. He reconciled us. Now watch this. Much more being reconciled. Watch this. Now, as an enemy, I was reconciled. Now that I am and now that you are reconciled, we will be saved by his life. Hence that temperament thing. That temperament now is going to release and reveal all of the rest of the covenant of God's peace. And all of that will save us. It will save us from everything. If you look at the definition of peace in the Hebrew, we see it again real fast, shalom. It means we'll be holy,
mm-hmm.
whole. It means we'll be in welfare. We'll be in prosperity, tranquility. We'll be in contentment. Everything about your life is about to be saved because of it. Because we're joined. Staying in this fellowship with the Father will reveal shalom, shalom. It will release it. I feel it on the line right now. The shalom of the Father, perfect holiness, perfect welfare, tranquility, prosperity. Another definition suggests health is also, perfect health is a part of it. It's a part of it. So much more by his life, are we being saved? Because of this joining and this joining having reconciled us. Please, TGM, don't think of reconciliation as just being what we know as earthly salvation. Please don't belittle it. Don't defame it to being, oh, I know Jesus. I can speak in tongues or this or that. No. This reconciliation is talking about shalom, wholeness. Hallelujah. So when we were not just sinners, but enemies of God, we were joined unto him by the blood and death of Jesus. This joining means everything for not just the fruit of peace, but for the covenant of peace. And so the Lord does not want you to lose this fact here. He doesn't want us losing this. It's all about the joining. Please don't let the knowledge or the way of yesterday overtake what God has been giving you and giving us through Christ and this Rhema word. Please don't get back into old habits to where you don't have fellowship with the Father and you're not joined with him. Please, if you want to experience, and I know you do, because I know I do, if you want to experience the fruit of his peace, the covenant of his peace, don't leave the place of joining. The word reconciled, we learned, means to change mutually. In a mutual relationship, the word mutual means having the same feelings for one another. Shared in common, it means joint. The jointness is characterized by intimacy. So once you lose the intimacy with the Father, you're going to lose your place of being joined. You can't slip back to the way that you used to know, the way you used to know God. You can't go back then. Never looking back, never going back. You can't go back there. You've got to stay in the joining so this peace can explode in and on your life. And then it revealed also the value, that means the exchange as coins for others of equivalent value. Our values, because of our mutual relationship with the Father, because of what Jesus has done, has brought our value and reveals our value. And everybody heard the definition of value on Sunday. In closing, we saw in Exodus 36, 37, 6, and 7, one last piece of the joining. Even when the ark was created and the two cherubims that are on top of the mercy seat or the seat of propitiation, in most pictures, the wings are touching, and some they're not. But the fact of the matter is, we learn in Exodus 37, 6 and 7, it says, and he made the mercy seat of pure gold, 2 cubits and a half was the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And he made two cherubims of gold beaten out of one piece. Made he them on the two ends of the mercy seat. The revelation, Rhema suggests to us and says to us that the two cherubims on top are God and the church. The two that were propitiated by the blood of his son. That have come into this reconciliation place. The cherubims denote agreement that are on top of the mercy seat. The two that are in perfect harmony, which also means peace, are Christ, or the Father, excuse me, and the church. We're in perfect harmony there. The two were beaten out of one piece. The word one piece means one whole piece.
Mm-hmm.
One whole piece.
Bless God. Amen.
That's what one piece denotes. Amen. In the Hebrew. One whole piece. We were beaten out of the same gold. And what gave us this equality and being joined, perfectly joined, was the blood of Jesus. That's what brings us into perfect oneness. Don't lose your oneness with the Father. Don't let the enemy steal it, and don't let religion try to drag you back to the days where you didn't really know him. Because Jesus has afforded us to truly know him, and not just know him, but to be fully joined to him. And because of it, the covenant of his peace is being released. Even right now, his peace is being released.
Hallelujah, Lord.
My God, there's no weapon, I'm telling you, I say it all the time, but I say it again. By the Holy Ghost, no weapon formed against you can prosper. You are in this covenant, this union of peace. And everything you need is locked inside of it. It is the time of manifestation. It is the time of seeing. It's the time of Omega fellowship. This piece, he's noted, I think, about 17 times in the New Testament, and we'll look at it. I'm not sure when, but in my studies already, he's noted about 17 or more times as the God of peace. He's all about it. My goodness. They wrote it almost at every epistle that was written in the New Testament in the beginning of the epistle that was written. They titled him the God of peace. This is what he's all about. When you were his enemy, he still had peace on his mind between you and him. Because he knows what's going to come as a result of it. Salvation. Salvation is going to flow because of it, which is the end of our faith. So we were made out of the same piece of gold. When the Father said, let us make man in our image, that's what he said. Let's beat him out of the same exact work, the same gold that we're made of. Let's make man. And this is how we'll do it. We'll get your temperament. We'll get the temperament on them. And we'll be one. Amen. That's all I got for you tonight.
Bless God.
Please don't lose this. As we go further in the series, don't lose the foundation of what peace really is. It really is all about this joining. It really is. You can't have any other, this rest or tranquility that you're looking for. You can't catch tranquility. And I know you guys know this by experience. You can't catch tranquility. You can't catch rest or soundness of mind. You can't get it without being in the place of joining with him. It's always the rhema word that propitiates the mind, that causes his temperament to rest on us, that brings us into the state of tranquility. You'll never reach tranquility without being in this word. And we've been blessed to understand the mystery of Mark 4. Amen. 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 All right.
Amen.
So hold that dear. Hold it tight and stay in it. Don't leave it until Sunday. And then we'll move forward if the Lord say the same. I believe he's saying the same. But we're going to move forward. We're going to go for it and get it and get this thing, man, and start to really learn about these wonderful, wonderful benefits that we have with him. And as a result, boy, oh boy, this thing is just getting started. But don't lose the foundation. Remember, all that is being taught, you're getting the rest because you're staying in the place of being joined with Omega. Amen. Father, I pray that you allow this word to stick, let it stay at home. It's fascinating. It's apropos. It's perfect. I mean, it is absolutely perfect. And I pray in Jesus' mighty name that you allow us and that you cause this thing to really be the foundation that we build and that the rest of the knowledge of peace is built on, that we're joined to you. It's really just an easy equation of 1 + 1 = 2. But don't let us, Lord God, through anything and through any circumstances, lose this. Otherwise, we won't be able to really grasp the rest. So we give you glory for driving it a little bit deeper tonight. And we give you honor and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, Curtis Kegler says amen. Blanche says amen. Elder Donna says amen and amen. Elder Allison says amen and amen. Joshua Watts is amening. Joshua says amen again. Kurt says this, amen, thank you for reconciliation. And I say amen to that too, because that's no joke, man. That's no joke. Boy, oh boy, I hope somebody gets in there and looks at what it means to have been an enemy and break it down for us a little bit further. And then Elder Donna says amen and amen again. And Jay says again, this is really good. And I agree, Jay, it is really good. It is, my God, is it really good. We are in position where we're not going to lose. You're not going to lose. When you were at your worst, he reconciled you. What more? What more? You didn't know nothing about him, and he reconciled you. Now he's revealing his life. How much more won't you be saved? Period. It's a done deal. It's over. Okay. Praise God.
Yes, it is.
Amen. If you got a seed you want to sow, you can stop the recording, Ella Allison.